start with an opening statement from Coach, and then we'll take questions.
Real happy with the response from our group. After the way we played last night, our effort last night, we you know, somewhat got embarrassed, you could say. And for our guys to respond the way they did today, it's a credit to the, to them. A credit to our leadership group. I thought that right from the drop of the puck, those guys were ready to play, and I think everyone followed. So heck of a job to our leaders. Matthew Caron bouncing back the way he did today was awesome to see. Everyone. I just thought the effort was there from start to finish from our guys. Even, you know, we end up tying it 2-2, and we take another penalty, we end up scoring a shorthanded goal. Devin Kaplan would an effort. So just great overall effort. Really happy with our guys.
You mentioned that yesterday. Like, you mentioned that the leaders did a really good job today. Did you say anything to the team before the game, or did that just come from their own accountability, being like, we can't play the way we played yesterday?
Well, our leadership group's very good, holding themselves accountable, holding the group accountable. I mean, we had conversations, as you always do, leading up to a game as a team with the coaching staff. And I think we all understand we have to play a certain way and have a certain effort, especially against really good hockey teams in a really tough environment. This is a fun place to play, but, you know, they can get some momentum going pretty quickly. And our guys hung right in there, right till the end. So it's a, you know, great win for us, no question.
You mentioned after it was tied 2-2, but obviously North Dakota had good chances late in the third. What were you thinking on the bench, and how do you feel the team weathered that storm?
I thought we weathered it very well. They're up. They're gonna, you know, they 6-on-5. They're gonna get their chances. You got to do the best you can to limit them. Make sure they're not dangerous chances. And when they got them, Caron was there. There's no question. We still, like, early on in the season, we still have a lot of stuff to work on. There's no question about that. But just the effort, and that's what I was really happy with.
Watching your two teams play, it almost like you're an NCHC rival. Is this a rivalry that you'd like continue? At least
semi-hand. No question. It was a great series last year in Boston. The series at least was respectable that we came and showed up tonight. Obviously, last night we didn't play very well, so that was disappointing, I think, for even them, that we didn't give them a better challenge last night. But tonight we responded. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun playing in North Dakota. You can't beat it. They're a great program.
What were you thinking when it's 2-2 and the back-to-back penalties come and the building's getting into it now? And what were you thinking at that point, and what did you think of the PK?
I thought the PK was great. You just kind of stay in the moment. I wasn't thinking too much. I felt good about our group. I felt our effort was there. So you just have a certain feeling on the bench. You can feel it with your players, and I felt calm, and it seemed like they did too. Our guys were... they're really helping each other out tonight, and that goes a long way. They were connected on the bench, on the ice, so it was great to see.
Can you talk about Kaplan and that shorthanded goal, and also how he was able to shift the momentum and the way he was feeding off the crowd?
Yeah, what an effort by him. Again, he's one of our assistant captains. Again tonight, I thought he was awesome. And for him to step up there, you know, we end up giving up a power play goal, then we take another penalty. And the individual effort on that one was incredible by him, and he was excellent tonight.
Anything final for Coach?
Thank you.